Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Ephesians 6:13. Ephesians 6:13 appears within Paul's closing instructions to believers in the city of Ephesus. Throughout the letter, Paul teaches Christians about their salvation in Christ, the unity of the church, the holiness of the Christian life, and the believer's need to walk faithfully before God. As Paul reaches the end of the letter, his attention turns directly to the reality of spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6:13 serves as part of Paul's urgent call for believers to prepare themselves spiritually and stand firm against spiritual opposition. Understanding the setting of Paul's life helps explain why the image of armor became such a powerful illustration. Many scholars believe Paul wrote Ephesians while under Roman imprisonment. During these imprisonments, Paul would have spent long periods near Roman soldiers who guarded him constantly. Roman soldiers wore armor designed for protection and readiness in battle. Their belts, breastplates, shields, helmets, sandals, and swords allowed them to remain prepared for conflict at all times. As Paul observed these soldiers, the imagery likely became a vivid illustration of the spiritual preparation Christians need in their daily lives. The original readers in Ephesus would have immediately understood the significance of Roman armor. Roman military power shaped everyday life throughout the empire. Soldiers represented strength, discipline, readiness, and protection. Paul used familiar imagery from their world to teach believers about spiritual readiness. Just as soldiers could not survive battle carelessly or unprepared, Christians could not withstand spiritual warfare without the protection God provides. The city of Ephesus itself also helps explain Paul's emphasis on spiritual conflict and armor. Ephesus was known for idol worship, pagan religion, occult practices, and devotion to the goddess Artemis. Acts 19 describes how many people in Ephesus practiced magic arts before turning to Christ. When the gospel spread through the city, believers publicly rejected occult practices and burned valuable scrolls connected to magic. Spiritual darkness deeply influenced the culture surrounding the Ephesian church. Because of this environment, the Ephesian Christians understood that following Christ involved spiritual opposition. They faced pressure from a pagan culture, temptation to compromise, false teaching, and hostility toward the gospel. Paul wanted believers to recognize that spiritual attacks were real and that God had provided the necessary protection to remain faithful. Ephesians 6:13 also reveals Paul's larger purpose. He did not want believers to live in fear of spiritual warfare. Instead, Paul wanted Christians to live prepared and confident in God's strength. The command to take up the whole armor of God reminds believers that spiritual endurance depends upon God's provision rather than human strength alone. Christians stand firm through truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, God's word, and prayer. The phrase "stand firm" becomes especially important in this context. Roman soldiers often fought in close formation and were trained to hold their ground against advancing enemies. Paul uses this image to teach believers perseverance and spiritual stability. Christians are called to remain faithful, obedient, and grounded in Christ, even when facing temptation, suffering, opposition, or spiritual attack. Take action. Open your Bible and read Ephesians 6:10 through 18. You may also read Acts 19:11 through 20 to better understand the spiritual climate of Ephesus. Reflection questions. 1. Why would the image of Roman armor have been meaningful and understandable to the Ephesian believers? 2. How did the spiritual climate of Ephesus help shape Paul's teaching about the armor of God? 3. What does Paul's command to stand firm teach believers about responding to spiritual opposition?